I think I'll hold off on questions. But well, one question is, just to clarify, when this building is moved, or if it does in fact get moved, does that mean there's a net gain in space for, like, Maine Homes Boats and Harbors, the Lobster Festival, and the Blues Festival?
Mike,
probably a trade-off. And just to go back on your comment, it's a great one about Bowie Park, and I'm glad to hear that about the open space. And we'd like to enhance the ability to utilize that open space and tuck the building back near the pump station there, perhaps.
Yes.
And leave some of the picnicking opportunities in the grass out in front. Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about putting the buses in there...
Well, no, the buses would stay in the current...
Here?
Configuration. The buses would stay in the current configurations of the parking.
The current parking lot over there.
That's a pretty tight
parking. It's a very tight.
That's very, and it's a very steep incline.
It's not the same. It is in no way has the same.
You wouldn't have a complete turnaround, but you could get over there, get backed in, and get back and turn back out. We can look at that a little closer. We hope to, when we make a presentation to the council, we hope to kind of elaborate on this plan a little bit and put some thought into things like that and put some thought into comments about the use of Bowie Park and open space. But to answer your question about net gain, it's about an even swap. So like Maine Boats, Homes and Harbors utilizes Bowie Park, you know, so maybe some of that use would have to shift over where this building was and utilize the space. It should be about an even trade.
I think that's why you're meeting with all the festivals,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. And so far, we met with Maine, and you know, they like the separation of the access. You know.
Well, just to address some of your questions about the change of open space and the plan for these changes in Harbor and Bowie Park. I mean, there are plans in place for how the layout of these parks could be changed, and that's been through meetings with the public and the festivals. But there's no plan in place for where the funding for that comes from. I think in one of the earlier versions of this, the whole Harbor Park said these changes funded by others. It was specifically separate from the waterfront changes that are kind of on paper here.
So to piggyback on that, if the city is unable to afford to do anything, I mean literally anything, is your plan will just go straight through?
Yes.
Okay.
We'd like to have
we need
the city,
to know that.
We'd like to have the city join us in the planning.
Absolutely.
If not in the actual construction, maybe it's 5 years out, maybe it's 10 years out, or whatever can happen.
Right.
I know conversations have been going on. Well, I can remember when they started in changing making this more attractive, more usable, and more functional with the events going on and so forth. So I know it's been coming for a long time. And different plans, I think, proposed over the years, probably 30 years. There's been some changes that have maybe even taken place, but most of it's been talk, and there hasn't been much movement on it. Our hopes is what we're creating or proposing might, done with the city's interest at heart and our own, that it will become, you know, eventual, become built out. But in the meantime, it'd be well for us to get all the permitting in place.
Sure.
And we
understood.
We have volunteered to take some of the cost of this planning. So at this point, I think we've already done some of that.
Does the Department of Transportation have to make any okays as far as putting buses in a comparatively light, you know, tight area like that? Would they be involved?
No, I don't believe so.
The fire and fire chief may be involved in that because
life,
there has to be
safety
a certain
codes.
Life safety codes. There's definite.
I'm asking, why do we need the buses if we don't have those huge cruise ships that come in, and instead have boutique cruise ships that come in, people that stay you know, the smaller cruise ships, they spend two nights, they go out to dinner, they, you know, spend more money, they're better for the town, then we don't have to worry about the buses. And the buses just take everybody out of town anyways.
Well, the bus, I think that currently buses do come in on these small, on the small cruise ships, don't they?
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. I believe they do, because I think they tour the area as well.
So it's the same problem.
So it's the same problem. It just may be, and I'm not here as a proponent for the cruise ships or for them or against them. It's just the function as we currently have it is still requiring some bus.
Probably a lot fewer with the smaller cruise ships.